Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. The New Foundations with Build Me Up Buttercup on 1FM live and local at 7 minutes past eight. I'm now joined by Nathan Bibby of the Goulburn Murray Community Leadership. And you do a bit of that, don't you, Nathan, building up?
We do.
But I won't, it's all right.
People grow.
I won't call you Buttercup, though, it's okay. So plenty happening in the leadership space locally, not the least, of course, which is the ongoing Fairly Leadership program.
It is. We're well and truly into the year. In 2022, time flies when we're having fun. And, the group have been through quite a lot, including a number of things right from that launch, which happened in Shepparton, through to an opening retreat where they started sort of looking at what leadership is and community leadership and their personal journeys to kick off what they're going to be doing this year and into the future. That was held in Benalla. And then a very exciting initiative that we had was working in partnership with local Aboriginal elders and Indigenous organisations to have a Welcome to Country Day, which is one of the first things we've done this year. And that was a real good insight to the culture, Indigenous cultures, and really working out how we can walk together with Aboriginal organisations and the community as well. So that was a different take to what was done in the past and was taken pretty well by the group.
You've also had these immersive experiences, which is something a little bit different. What's that all about?
Yeah, so obviously over the last few years, the tradition is that we've gone to Melbourne and Canberra, and it's become quite a bit of a challenge over the COVID period. And we took it as an opportunity to explore what else we could be doing locally, to explore what is happening across the regions and have more of an in-depth exploration of what's actually happening in different parts of our region, the Goulburn Murray. And so we looked at having, you know, what can we do differently? And we come up with a concept of having two-day immersives, which we have in 3 a year. And we had our first one in Echuca Moama over Wednesday, Thursday, just gone. And the group went on tours and had presentations from local council in terms of what's happening in sort of that port area and the developments they're doing for economic development tourism. And also Moama, the Murray River Council as well, gave us a bit of insight of what's happening on the other side of the border and discussed all the challenges that happened over COVID and what they're doing in the future to become like a real thriving area and attractive for people to come and have a look at, but also the challenges at manufacturing and a lot of the industries that are in that area, what they've been through and what they're doing to continue to grow and be innovative as well. So it's just a different angle and a bit more time spent meeting local leaders. And then the second day we had Beyond Housing come and talk with committee for Echuca Moama as well around affordable housing, and they deep dived into the issue there and did some workshopping around potential recommendations or options that we might do to help in that area as well.
Now, I've just had a federal election. Before I mention that, I should say, you know, the whole point of these leadership programs is I guess, to empower our community leaders. And that could mean anything from, you know, leading a football club or advocating for, you know, some better facilities. But it also has some political ramifications, doesn't it? And we've just had a federal election. And I did notice, we won't go into the, you know, who's supporting who, but I did notice that there were quite a few fairly graduates who were really engaged in that political process, which was good to see.
Yeah, so we talk about community leadership pathways within Goulburn Murray Community Leadership, our organisation, and when we're working with leaders in our programs. And, yeah, that the political path is one pathway. There's many ways that people who are community leaders or want to be community leaders can contribute and be a voice for local communities. And, yeah, definitely going down that path is one opportunity. But the whole program is about exploring what people may have a passion for or how they may represent their communities. And, yep, going down the political path is definitely one way, whether it's local, state or federal. there's also many other ways people are finding that they can get involved in the community as well. So, yeah, it's about empowering people to do this program to find their voice and to represent the voice of their communities as well.
Speaking of alumni, you've got some alumni initiatives going on.
Yeah, we do. We've got, over the last 12 months, we've been working closely with alumni over the last 25 years and had a lot of feedback, both in sort of group settings and individually, and we come up with an engagement model, and the engagement model is about really unleashing the power in the alumni. We have 641 alumni who have done the program over the last 25 years, so it's pretty amazing what talent, what leadership, what skill sets are in that.
How many of those would you be in contact with, Nathan?
We've got probably about 20 regularly. We've now got three pillar coordinators. So within the framework that we developed, the three pillar coordinators are going to work closely with myself and other Fairly Fellows to look at how can they increase opportunities for Fairly Fellows of the past to upskill their leadership, community leadership, also looking at initiatives of how bringing Fairly Fellows together to create change as well through different projects. Also looking at, looking for funding opportunities to give future participants an opportunity who may not actually have the funds to access the program as well.
Upskilling's a good point, actually, isn't it? Because how long did you say the program's been going for, 25 years?
Yeah, we're into year 26.
I reckon when that kicked off, concepts of leadership, ideas about that would have been very different to today.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've spoken to people from the whole 25 years, and it has evolved, the needs, and I think as time goes on, the environment changes as well in the world, and it requires different types of leadership. And not only that, people are becoming more educated and more aware of what impact they can have, and also how they can influence the community in a positive way. I don't know if people realise that it doesn't matter what we do or say, we influence people in some way, and leadership is a way of exploring how you influence, but also a self-awareness of what you can do and how you can positively affect in the community as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here about how long now? 13 years-ish in this part of the world. And even in that period, I don't know if it's the legacy of Fairly, Fairly would probably be part of it. We do seem to be much better at advocating for what we need and want in our community.
Yeah, and the community needs change as the years go on as well. So we're continually adapting our program to be relevant to the current community needs. So we don't just say we're going to do this each year. We look at who are the key stakeholders in a certain space, what are the trends in that space, what are the emerging issues, and we get them, all those stakeholders come in, present and talk to the group, and then the group get that opportunity to ask questions about their leadership styles and the issues that are happening, and just helps them explore how they may be able to add their own skill set or find their passion, I guess, in community leadership and being able to make a difference.
If this is piquing your interest, the next Fairly Leadership Program is going to be opening reasonably soon for applications, right, Nathan?
It is. We're going to open them on the 11th of July, and the program obviously starts in March next year. So it might seem a long way off, but it's a unique, immersive, all-engaging opportunity, and we're after people who really make a difference in the community, and being able to get in early and explore and ensure that they've got family on board and their employers and sponsors and that kind of support, we need to get that out there and running straight away. So we're really keen to get people who may think they know there's something they want to do in the community, they don't know what it is, and it's a real unique opportunity to do that and to use it as a platform to connect and develop their leadership skills and start their community leadership journey.
I get a lot of questions about Fairly because, as you know, Nathan, I did it a few years back.
Yeah.
One point I think is really worth making is a lot of people think, well, I've got a full plate, I've got family responsibilities, I've got work responsibilities, I can't possibly fit in another thing. But, I mean, ideally, if you can get your employer to support you, you can actually do this course in work time. Ideally, it doesn't always work out that way, but if you can do that, because I mean, most of the sessions are during business hours, aren't they?
That's right, and it's a good point. We have to thank all our current sponsors and sponsors of the past, because it is a big commitment, and it's exciting because they're investing in people in the community. So they're community-minded businesses that are supporting them. So, yeah, if you're interested, start those conversations with your employer or organisation you may be working with. Another point is, you may not have, not everyone's in a position where an employer can support them, and we are looking for sponsors as well who may want to provide a community scholarship to be able to provide access to an emerging community leader as well. And we have a couple of them in place this year, which is proving to be a success.
But if you do sponsor yourself, pay for yourself, it's significantly cheaper than if your employer pays for you anyway. So that's another point. Because I did that.
Yeah, you got me on the spot there. Things have changed a little bit. But,
okay. All right. Yeah, well, the point is just to not assume and have a look into those things.
Yeah, no, we're always open for conversations. And if someone's really keen and has the passion and wants to get involved, we can support that person. So there's ways we can make sure people get involved.
All right. So I guess the best way to do that is to check out the website.
Yep. www.gmcl.org.au.
We could probably just Google Fairly Leadership and it would come up.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Nathan. Anything else you need to let us know about?
No, thank you for your support. I am going on the road. I've got a concept called Fairly Keen for a Coffee.
I have noticed that on social media.
Yeah.
Gee, that's an original pun.
It is. I thought I'd roll with it. And I think it's important just to have conversations, and conversations lead to change and innovation and ideas. So I actually had one in the Chuka and had three Fairly fellows turn up, and a couple of things come out of that. And I'm heading to Euroa on Monday this week, and stay tuned on social media. You'll see where we're getting around there.
I think, you know, we live so far out of Shepparton down there in Kyala. I think you need to come out to Milestone Cafe at Kyala because we couldn't possibly make it into Shepparton to have coffee with you. That's too far.
I'm more than happy to go that way.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time this morning. The CEO of Goulburn Murray Community Leadership, Nathan Bibby. Thank you, Nathan.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it.
It's time to get excited about the 40 Winks Click Frenzy sale. Buy online and save 50% on mattresses and 30% on bedroom furniture. That's a massive 50% off mattresses, including Tempur, King Cole Chiropractic, Serta and Sealy Posturepedic, and 30% off bedroom furniture. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Or head in store to find your perfect mattress. But get clicking, the Click Frenzy sale must end Sunday.
It sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Honey, I thought you rang the TV guy and got the reception fixed.
I've tried three times, but they never return my calls.
Did you try Jason's TV? A mate at work had them around last week and they came and sorted their problem straight away.
Okay, I'll give them a call now.
Yes! Thanks for calling Jason's TV. They did a great job.
Call Jason's TV now. 0403 688 666.
One FM sponsor.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. Looking for a new or used tractor? Ring me. Looking for new or used tractor parts? Looking for new or used machinery? Looking for tractor wrecking parts? Ring me. Our brands we support are many. Sami, Lamborghini, Deutz, New Holland, Ford, Fiat, McCormick, Landini, Gray Ferguson. We also offer personalised and prompt service, and we have years of experience in the tractor industry. Call Daryl at Aussie Ag Supplies on 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235 000.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.